All right, we dive into the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks so much for joining me. We're going to get back to more of your phone calls shortly, but right now we want to head out once again to the Corky's Hotline. We're joined by columnist from the LA Daily News, Vincent Bonsignor. And Vincent, welcome to the program. And I would imagine things are starting to get going pretty good over there in Phoenix at the NFL owners' meetings.
A little bit. They're making some rule changes. You heard about the blackouts being lifted, which is a step in the right direction. Of course, we're talking about the Chargers and the Raiders and the Rams and Los Angeles and San Diego and Oakland and Carson and Inglewood and everything else.
Hey, Vincent, what was the vote? Was it unanimous on suspending the TV blackout?
I haven't seen the actual vote, but I think it won significant approval from what I was told. It just handed me one of the voting sheets. I didn't get a chance to look at the exact vote, but obviously the important thing is, you know, they're thinking about the fans finally, and you know, it's a step in the right direction. I think that if you're a local fan, you should be able to watch your team on television if you can't make it out to the stadium.
When are they going to be talking about some of the possible rule changes?
They're in the process of doing that right now. They're meeting right now on the rules committee is meeting right now. So we'll get some word on more of the votes here as the day unfolds.
Okay, let's talk about the stadium issues in the different cities. And I know Roger Goodell over the weekend, you know, of course, he came out and said his preference would be for the Rams, Chargers, Raiders to work something out with their cities where they play right now. Has he said anything publicly today about the stadium issues?
No, nothing public. Later on today, we're all going to get an update. What's going on today is that Eric Grubman, he's the vice president of the NFL in charge of LA relocation and retaining teams in their current markets. He's going to update the owners on the updates that the Chargers and the Raiders gave him last month in Florida, then also the Rams situation. So he'll be the point man on that. The teams have already given their updates, so it's now on Grubman to advise the NFL where everyone is with all their various stadium projects.
Stan Kroenke, will he be addressing the owners at all this week with his renderings of the proposed stadium in Inglewood?
No, well, from what I understand, that is not on the schedule. He has the right to do it if he decides, hey, I want to stand up and talk. But from what I've been told, not expecting that. The next time the teams officially address the owners themselves is May 18th in San Francisco. There's another owners meeting in San Francisco, and it's at that point that the teams themselves will get up and talk about their current situations and give updates to that date.
From all we know, Vincent, and you follow this story. I mean, it really sounds like Kroenke is going to crank this thing up, and we had heard they want to get a shovel in the ground by December. Has it changed?
No, that hasn't changed. And I mean, in talking to NFL people, they're not quite sure what he's thinking. He's been described by NFL people as a MasterCard player, and he's not going to show you his cards until he absolutely has to. And we're really not going to know what is in his head until St. Louis and Missouri, one way or another, decide what they're going to do with a new Rams stadium, whether they're going to be able to get the public money needed to get that done, or whether they're going to walk away from that. And if they do, then the NFL kind of has a little issue on its hand, because that's when we'll find out what Stan is thinking. And it might be that he just wants to be in Los Angeles. Maybe he's just doing this to create as much leverage and push St. Louis and Missouri as hard as he possibly can to get the best deal done there. But we don't know just yet. That's the key question. And that's even the Chargers don't know. They're reacting off of what the Rams are doing. That's what prompted their partnership with the Raiders and Carson. They had to protect Los Angeles for themselves, and they didn't act. You know, if everyone notices, they didn't act until the Rams acted, so they felt they had to at that point. So it's interesting that, you know, Kroenke in a lot of ways holds all the cards right now.
We're visiting with Vincent Bonsignor, columnist for LA Daily News, joining us from the owners' meetings over in Phoenix. I think everybody over the weekend, when they started seeing these renderings and, you know, reading more into it, that Kroenke, in the renderings, they've got two home locker rooms and two home owners' boxes. Why would he do that? Because, you know, we've heard all along, hey, he wants to bring, you know, a team in there. We didn't know that maybe he was thinking about bringing two teams in there.
Yeah, that's always been part of his plan, is to have accommodations for another team. Now, the question is, is that team going to come in strictly as a tenant or a partner? And I think that if it's strictly as a tenant, I don't think anyone really wants anything to do with that, because whoever does move as a, under those kind of terms, I mean, their revenue streams just get really cut or are limited, because they're not part of the development. They're not part of ownership of the stadium. But I've also been told by some NFL people that they don't think that that's a deal breaker, that Kroenke would probably be open to a partner coming in, provided they have the capital to buy in, you know, on his terms. So, and you'd be surprised, there are some teams out there, without getting too into it, but there's teams out there that I think would be open to that if Stan ever approached them along those lines, like, hey, why don't you join me in Inglewood? But he hasn't done that to date, so they can only think about it. Rather, there's nothing for them to ponder at this point.
Hey, Vince, let's take a look at Carson. Now, they got over 14,000 signatures. Again, they got to go back and verify they're all, you know, registered voters, and I assume they're with over 14,000, they're going to get their 8,041. Where is that right now, and what's the next step for Carson?
Well, the next step for Carson would be, there are the counties of Los Angeles, you know, like you said, checking out those signatures, making sure that they are who they say they are, that they're registered voters. And I'm assuming that they're going to get the necessary signatures. I was told today that the response was so overwhelming that they pushed back submitting them to the city by a couple of days, because they have to go through it themselves. So lawyers for the Chargers and Raiders have to go through it themselves. So long story short, it's going to go to the city council, which would follow what Inglewood did, which was we're not going to put it up to a vote. We have enough votes from our city, you know, voters to go ahead and ratify it ourselves. So the city council will then vote on it, approve it, and then at that point they'll be neck and neck. Carson will be neck and neck with Inglewood's project.
I would imagine.
I would expect all that to start to catch up, but I would expect all that to happen late May, early June.
I expect that you've been keeping your finger on the pulse in St. Louis. Now, I was told this morning, and I was reading some articles as well, the folks from St. Louis aren't expected to be present this week at the owners' meetings. But it seems like, you know, we talk about Inglewood, we talk about Carson. Sounds like the people there in St. Louis trying to get a new stadium are getting a lot done behind the scenes.
You know, there's a level of also – Kroenke is definitely here. He is here. The Rams are here. So I'm not sure they're going to say anything or do anything, but they are certainly here, you know, at present at the meetings. As far as St. Louis goes, you know, they're in a bit of a pickle, because the Governor Jay Nixon, felt like he had the power and the authority to go ahead and extend bonds to, you know, help fund the stadium. Well, it looks like that's not going to happen. The Senate and the House in Missouri, the Senate already said no way. The House is going to vote on it. It looks like they're probably going to reject it as well. So now he's going to be back to square one on how do you finance, how do you come up with roughly $500 million to help foot the bill? And that's kind of where San Diego is as well. How does the city, how does the county come up with the money to be able to facilitate financing the stadium? So while St. Louis is making progress, and while the NFL still insists that they have confidence that Missouri is going to get it done, they're going to have to maybe find a different way to do it other than bonds.
We're visiting with Vincent Bonsignor. He writes for the LA Daily News, one of their fine columnists. You know, I saw yesterday New York Giants owner John Mara said he thinks there will be one or two teams playing in LA next year. If that was going to be the case, when would those teams have to make that decision?
The date to begin the process to relocate, or to file papers for relocation, is January 1st. So, and, you know, upon John saying that, I'd asked a couple of NFL people what they thought about that. And one of them told me that if he was a betting man, he would bet on what Don Mara said. So he feels confident that there's going to be football in Los Angeles somewhere in 2016 as well. But to answer your question, relocation process begins January 1st. And, you know, I'm kind of getting the feeling that there's going to be a team or teams that immediately file papers on January 1st.
Hey, you're up in L.A., and I've seen the different polls of, you know, people wanting the Rams, the Raiders, the Chargers are a third-place team. What's your gut feeling? You got a gut feeling on what teams are coming?
It's funny you should mention that because based on my Twitter feed, the minute I say anything positive about what's going on and with the Chargers and Raiders or the Rams, they just go at it, man. These fans are fighting for their teams to be the ones that either stay in St. Louis or stay in San Diego or come to Los Angeles. It's kind of interesting, actually. You know what? I don't. I don't have a gut feeling because there's so many variables in place. We could theoretically get to a point where the Rams do have financing in St. Louis, but they don't want to be in St. Louis. They just want to be in Los Angeles, whereas we could also get to a point simultaneously that the Raiders and Chargers have to be in Los Angeles because they can't get things done in their local markets. So you'd have three teams for various motivations needing to be in Los Angeles, and how does the NFL handle that? So I'm really not sure. I would lean towards the Rams because I think that there's motivation on Sam's part to be here, but I also think that St. Louis has the means to get a stadium down there. So it's really a tough call. I would say we'll know a lot better, you know, in the next 3 or 4 months because a lot will depend on what St. Louis does. And even to the point that if they do, let's say they do ratify a stadium, let's say Stan wants to be in St. Louis, that all of a sudden, and he does stay in St. Louis, that all of a sudden eases the anxiety in San Diego and Oakland to get things done there, because Los Angeles will remain open for leverage for them to, you know, to play with in the coming years. But again, it all sort of depends on what's going to happen in these current cities.
Hey, Vincent, as far as these meetings are going, when do they expect Goodell to address the teams in the city situations?
Well, he talked this morning. He did his basically a State of the Union address to the owners. He's not going to be part of the L.A. discussion. That's going to be the stadium committee, and then also Eric Grubman. They're gonna update the owners on where everything is up to the minute. And then again, then the teams will have their chance to re-update the update later in May. So I don't think Goodell is going to be in the room. He may, but I think he knows what's going on already. I think he's been apprised of the situation. This today, later on, will be merely for the other 32 owners.
Hey, for what you do, how difficult is it to track this story minute by minute?
It is getting kind of difficult. If it was just one team or maybe even two teams, it would it'd be a lot easier. But yet, you know, I sit here and I think about it. There's four cities. There's three current NFL cities, and then five cities altogether when you consider Carson and Inglewood. And they all have their various needs. They all have their various advocates and adversaries, and you have people that are promoting one, trying to downgrade the other, and you have different political means to get things done. The state of California is completely different than Missouri. Oakland is different than San Diego. They're all different from St. Louis. So trying to figure it out politically and financially and kind of cut through all the motivations and leverage and negotiating ploys is pretty tough, but it's a fun challenge. It's fascinating to say the least.
As I let you get out of here on this one, what's the latest up in Oakland?
Well, they're moving forward. That's an interesting situation because they're moving forward with by tomorrow. The unique thing about that situation is that the land that they want to build a stadium is jointly owned by the county and city, and they don't like each other. The county of Alameda.
That's a surprise.
And the city of Oakland, yeah, they're at odds. However, I think they're kind of sensing the level of urgency. So by tomorrow, you're going to have an exclusive negotiating agreement between the city, the county, and a group called New City, which wants to redevelop the area where the Oakland Raiders play right now and add a stadium to it. And by tomorrow, I'm expecting that agreement will be reached, and now the developer can go to the Raiders and make a deal and et cetera, et cetera. The problem is the league doesn't really like that deal. They don't like a real estate guy having control of the situation because in their eyes, the stadium then becomes secondary to the larger redevelopment. And they want all of the focus, all of the energy, all of the money, everything going to the stadium and not having that be part of a bigger plan. So there's misgivings within the league about that. But if that's what Mark Davis wants, then I can't see how they can stand in the way of it. But there's still many, many steps to be taken in Oakland to get that done. But tomorrow will be a definite step in the right direction.
Well, it's going to be a busy few days over there for you and for everyone else covering the NFL owners meetings. Vincent, thanks so much for the time and look forward to doing it again.
You got it, John. Absolutely anytime.
Take care. There you go. Good guy, a hard-working guy as well. Columnist for the LA Daily News, Vincent Bonsignor, joining us on the Corky's Hotline.